Wait, what's this? Walmart caught changing prices at checkout? No, really. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 12th day of August, and the second day of the Iowa State Fair, just saying, in case you wanted to know. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, surprise, says General Motors. More job cuts, this time Best Buy and Peloton. Trader Joe's and union talk in Minnesota. Ready to watch a TV show featuring Ring videos? Yeah, really. Some news about the Inflation Reduction Act, like what's in it. We've got the Wall Street Report and more news about quiet quitting. Yeah, it's starting to be a thing. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and hey, by the way, did you happen to watch the baseball game last night where the Cubs beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-2 in Iowa? Field of Dreams? That was just too cool. All right. And yes, today is the second day of the Great Iowa State Fair. You got an idea that we're maybe broadcasting to you from Iowa? Hey, if you want to go ahead and follow us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, a shopper in a TikTok video has accused Walmart of scamming customers at checkout. Newsweek is reporting that Brianna, a baker who goes by Brianna's Bakery on TikTok, told buyers to beware after a shopping trip on July 29. Her video detailed the discrepancy between marked prices and the charges a cashier rang up when she was checking out. But the question is all this real? Well, get this. Less than a week later, over a dozen Walmart stores in North Carolina were fined by the state for charging the wrong prices. On August 3, North Carolina fined 61 stores in the state for price scanning errors after they were found to overcharge at checkout. All of this, according to an announcement from the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Among the locations were 19 Walmart stores, 27 Dollar General stores, 6 Family Dollar stores, and 2 Target stores. So there are two words for you to remember. Pay attention. We were sure paying attention to what went on today on Wall Street. More good data came out today indicating that prices of imported goods went down in July, more evidence that perhaps inflation is cooling off. That plus other bits of news sent the markets way up. Those numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. Well, here's an interesting bit of car news. The Register is reporting that drivers in the U.S. and Canada are in for a bit of sticker shock, as General Motors has made 3 years of its OnStar subscription service mandatory in many new vehicles at a cost of $1,500. The little-noticed change took place in early June, says the Detroit Free Press, when new GMC and Buick vehicles being sold in North America had this line item added to sticker prices under options and pricing. According to a GM spokesperson who spoke to the Free Press, the fee will be charged whether or not the customer activates OnStar Connected Services. When the 3 years are up, customers have the option to extend the service, but charges will not be automatically applied. Ask for more comment? General Motors had none. CEOs at major retailers are nervous about the economy, but really worried about maintaining profits. So, job cuts are happening. We can now add Best Buy to that list. Market Watch is reporting that Best Buy has cut hundreds of store jobs over the past few days. We know that because the Wall Street Journal reported it out, citing people familiar with the situation. A spokeswoman for the retailer told the publication that Best Buy is seeking to lower cost amid an ever-changing macroeconomic environment, including customers shopping more digitally than ever, and that it eliminated a small number of roles. The spokeswoman also said Best Buy had other job openings in different roles and continues to invest in other areas of the business. So you know, shares of Best Buy are down 21% this year compared with losses of about 11% for the S&P 500 index. In a related story, Bloomberg is reporting that Peloton Interactive will embark on a sweeping overhaul that includes cutting nearly 800 jobs, raising prices for its Bike Plus and Tread machines, and outsourcing functions like equipment deliveries and customer service to outside companies. The changes, which the company disclosed Friday in a memo to employees, also include gradually closing many of its retail showrooms. It's a process that will get underway next year. All of this is the widest-ranging shakeup yet under Chief Executive Officer Barry McCarthy, a tech veteran who took the helm in February. Peloton is hoping to turn around a business that thrived during the early days of the pandemic, but suffered a punishing slowdown during the past year. Revenue is declining, losses are mounting, and the company's stock price was down nearly 90% over the past 12 months. Staying with retail for just one more story, employees at a Minneapolis Trader Joe's are all in for forming a union. Bloomberg is reporting that Trader Joe's employees at a store in Minneapolis voted to unionize, expanding a foothold at the longtime union-free grocery chain and extending a wave of landmark organizing victories at retail outlets. The National Labor Relations Board publicly counted the ballots Friday via a video conference following 2 days of voting. Store staff voted 55-5 to join Trader Joe's United. That's the same worker-run group that won an election at a Hadley, Massachusetts outlet last month. The chain, owned by Germany's Albrecht family, operates about 10 stores in the area. The victory, following wins at other leading companies like Starbucks and Amazon, may help galvanize laborers elsewhere. Workers around the country have been reaching out to the Minnesota organizers, as well as those who voted to unionize at the store in Massachusetts, to learn how to best move forward. What might you do when you have hundreds of thousands of videos produced by Ring devices? Well, why not create a new reality TV show? CBS News is reporting that Amazon is putting surveillance footage captured by its Ring cameras toward a new TV show. Hollywood studio MGM, which Amazon bought this year, will use footage from Ring, which Amazon bought in 2018, to create a show in the mold of America's funniest home videos. The half-hour show called Ring Nation will be hosted by actor and comedian Wanda Sykes and premiere in syndication on September 26. See what you learn here? Friday afternoon saw the passage of the U.S. House of the Inflation Reduction Act. The bill will now go to President Biden for his signature. It is a major win for the administration, but what's in it? Vox is reporting that despite the name, the bill won't immediately lower inflation, but it should mean lower drug costs for those with Medicare, cleaner air — some estimates put emission reduction at 40% by 2030, stable health care premiums for millions, and significant savings on power bills for most Americans, among some other things. There are some measures in the bill to ease the burden of inflation when it comes to fuel and energy costs. Although the price of a gallon of gas has eased in part due to federal actions like releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the bill contains measures to open up avenues for drilling and fast-tracking pipeline construction to increase the available supply, thereby lowering costs for the average consumer. Additionally, the bill will allow Medicare to negotiate for cheaper prescription drug prices for certain very expensive medications and cap out-of-pocket prescription costs for Medicare beneficiaries at $2,000 per year. Yet another win for consumers. Well, it was a big day on Wall Street Friday as all three indexes notched big wins this week and brought forward a bunch of news that indicates inflation might be getting under control. Tech stocks again led gains, with the NASDAQ up by 2.1% and closing above 13,000 for the first time since April 25th. The S&P 500 jumped 1.7% as the benchmark index registered a fourth straight weekly gain, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average surged by 424 points, or roughly 1.3%. All three major stock benchmarks scored weekly gains, with the blue chip gauge Dow Jones rising by 2.9%, the technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite gaining 3.1%, and the S&P 500 advancing by 3.3%. And finally, there is this. Quiet quitting is having a moment. That phrase is appearing in a flurry of TikTok videos in which young professionals boast about doing the bare minimum, whether it's clocking out at 5 p.m. on the dot or turning in work that's merely adequate. Gen Z and younger millennials are the least engaged in their jobs, surveys show, and they're more likely to view work as a means to an end than a source of purpose. Some quiet quitters say they're simply reprioritizing work-life balance, but experts caution they could be making themselves vulnerable to, yes, layoffs. Here? Are you kidding me? We can't quit, ever, it would seem. And one more bit of news about the Field of Dreams MLB game that happened last evening. It was the second year in a row that Major League Baseball took to the field that was created in Dyersville, Iowa. Now, here's the rest of the story. There will be no game in 2023. The reason is there is a massive change going on. All kinds of new diamonds are being created at the site. So MLB will not be in Dyersville, Iowa for 2023. But leaders of the group say could be coming back in 2024. Stay tuned. All right, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.